one-shots. Different games, one shot at a time.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. With a huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Alrighty, well, we are here for our one-shot. We're going to do our best to wrap this world creation up. We're not going to, probably, but we're going to do it.
It's going to take a while.
But this will be, some special little bits here. But in the first, we've gone through 15 turns. We've gone through, 25 turns, excuse me. The first 20 turns was the age of, what was that? The age of land. And now we are five turns into the age of races, and we have decided to continue after five turns.
What races have we created?
We have the humans, the Frodlocks with the subspecies of Tadlocks, Snotlings, Rakasas, Buzzard Men with the subrace of Paroks.
Yeah, the Paroks.
The Dwarves, the Azers, the Gnomes, the Necrofem with the subrace of the Protofem, which has a subrace of the Microfem. The Elves, the Svensk, and the Itzchel, the Jaguarmen.
Itzchel.
Whatever.
The IX is nothing.
None of the rest of the gods can pronounce
their
names.
They're like,
the funky jaguar guys over there.
You're Michelle. Cats of some sort.
Kitty, 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 kitty.
Here, have some cat. Ooh, that would be a great catastrophe. The giant catnip.
Giant ball of catnip falls.
The catnip boon of 14,000.
Well, it'd be a
all
boon
jaguar
for a little while.
Just lay around with their eyeballs the size of dinner plates.
Yeah.
The last turn, we had Jeremy, you advanced the Snotlings into Masters of Poison, advanced the Tadlocks into Masters of Gluttony, advanced the Gnomes with the Science of Alchemy, and created the Microfem, the evil Microfem. I advanced the race of Paroks into Masters of Strategy. I also advanced them into Masters of Guerrilla Warfare. Commanded the Pillar of Fire to advance the Azers into Masters of Healing, and commanded the Skaxis to create a new order of Assassins of Doom.
Yes, Skaxis.
And Nathan, you commanded Silithus to create an order amidst the Froglocks of Merchantum Imperium, the Merchants Guild. Chuck created a race of Jaguar Men, the Itzchel, You created an avatar for this event called Barugi.
Barugi!
And you commanded him to advance the shell into Masters of Survival. You commanded Darren to move to the dwarves, and then commanded the dwarves to become Masters of Mithril Crafting.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The Snotlings have a new religious order, though, of Daryl, and Daryl.
Yes, it is the Order of Assassins of Daryl, and Daryl. And all the Daryls are, of course, spelled differently.
Yeah. You should have called it Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe.
No, that'll be another race.
That'll be another race.
The humans will have the...
Jeremy,
the
you have one point
lawyers.
Banked, and Nathan, you and I have no points banked.
Yeah. I rolled an 8.
All right. So, we're still getting plus 3 at this point?
Yeah, because we haven't started the...
Right. I get 6, 7, 8, 9...
12. 10, 11.
12!
I get 11.
You get 11. Jeremy, what'd you get?
Yes,
I have 10 altogether. No, I
rolled 9. Oh. Alrighty. And I printed this stuff out so we can, maybe have a better time. We need, a couple pencils or whatever.
Yeah, I brought some extras.
Give me markers.
No, these are colored pencils.
Are they really?
They're markers. No, they're erasable.
because we're awesome that way.
Because we will screw up.
You know what? I honestly don't know where the colored pencils are.
We can just use them.
That's fine. Let's use those. There has been a Halloween party here.
Yeah. All right.
Well, we haven't quite recovered from.
I will command Fillmore to.
I have what, 12 points?
Yeah.
Fillmore will corrupt the Snotlings as his action.
Those poor Snotlings are going to be so corrupt.
Oh,
they're so freaking evil, it's not even funny.
The now, what the hell's the dragon's name?
Silithus or what?
Avatar. Other Avatar is.
Alright, I'm gonna pause real quick. Everybody's evil. Right? Okay, now that we've done some bookkeeping. Jeremy, you're corrupting the Snotlings.
Yeah, Fillmore is doing that, and then Argos is creating a...
And that's minus one to have to
right.
do that, right? So, okay.
So Argos is creating a race of...
Argos has, I believe, already created a race, didn't he?
A sub-race, though.
Oh, a sub-race, yeah.
I thought you could only create a race once with them, either a race or a sub-race.
It would be, let's see... Command Avatar, create race is only once, but they can't, I don't see, they doesn't say that they can create a sub-race. Command city, create order, command order, create city, corrupt, purify city, or create race once, or gather an army.
Okay, that's fine.
So there you go.
I just wasn't sure, I didn't
want
to. So is that yes or no?
So it would be no.
Well,
so what is Argos doing?
Argos is going to...
Stick things up his nose and dance?
Possibly.
Well, he's going to dance anyway.
No, that's Fillmore that dances.
Oh, that's true. Maybe he's caught a disease from Fillmore.
That makes him dance?
That makes him dance.
That's one terrible disease.
Okay, Fillmore... No, Argos is going to advance the civilization of the gnomes.
So they're now, like, doing... technology and stuff, because okay. they were already steamworks.
Steamworks, alchemy, mining, and... Let's see, what do they want to have now?
I thought they were jib crafting. No, no, they were mining.
Well, there was it was specifically a certain kind of mining.
And oh, let's see. Gnomes have mining, farmers.
Right.
They have a city, metallurgy.
Metallurgy.
Then steam tech.
Did you see Gathering of Games has the Arcana?
Alchemy. That's it.
Available for $5.
Oh.
Gathering of Games.
That's cool.
Yeah, and it's patched to work on Windows 7 and Vista, so.
The gnomes will now also have...
So that was
actually
Fiming and Metallurgy?
Yeah. And now they'll also have...
They're good, too, I think.
They'll have gem craft, too. Why not? That's a pretty good idea.
They're an advanced race.
Okay, so I have 8 points left. So for 6 points, the Tadlocks, I'm creating a religious order in the Tadlocks, which is the religious... It's the order of Tadlocks supremacy, where... To make sure the Snotlings know their place, they sacrifice large quantities of Snotlings.
So creating an order is 6 points.
Right.
Okay. So and you've created the religious order of Tadlock supremacy.
Yep. And then I have 2 points that I can't do anything with, so I will hold on to them.
True. So you're saving 2 points. I have 12 points. I am needing to see... Let's see... Oh, because it's a nice round number, I'm going to go ahead and command... I will go ahead and... Let's see... I will corrupt the Buzzard Men one step further into 10 because it's a nice round number.
Oh, at one point, the Snotlings were commanded to go and talk to the buzzard people, too.
Yes.
We
created the Assassin's Order of Daryl.
Well, that was created actually in the city, but they were sent by the order to see if you can hire them for evilness.
And we said, yeah! We like evilness! Evil's cool! Just ask our friend there.
Hi! I'm eating baby. I'm not even toasting him anymore.
Let's see.
All of us are going, whoa. The Rakashas are going, we're not nice, but damn, that's evil.
Yeah, that whole area is evil, so, I mean, they're just twisted.
It's
this area right here.
But it's very, very it's all concentrated in this little band, though.
Yeah. Well, and here, the Rakashas are up here, they're evil.
Yeah, these guys are like...
Really evil.
That's the evil...
I like the Svensk, the ice giants.
Alrighty. I'm going to advance the civilization of Buzzardmen with writing. So they can write the true history of the world.
Oh, dear God.
Except, really, they spend all their time writing how they want to murder everybody in, like, 3 billion different ways.
Uh-huh.
Their language is a complex language consisting of 462,000 different characters, each one with their own specific meaning, but when coupled with another one, actually means something
And they have different tones, too.
And surprisingly...
Oh, yeah. It's like Chinese.
Oh, it's worse than Chinese.
And it's surprisingly very beautiful, so poets want to write in it, but there's no words for anything nice.
It's all murder, kill,
hate. How do I say, you are the most beautiful woman? We don't say that.
Well,
what do you say? We would like to peck out your eyes and eat your children. That's a common greeting in our tongue.
So you should probably just say woman and...
just say woman. And even that can be translated into fiery death.
Yeah. Or filthy whore.
Yes, or filthy whore. All of the above, really. Yeah. Depends on the context of the situation.
Right. How they're looking at you. The tone. How the wind's blowing.
The
cycle of the moon.
Yeah.
The language completely changes with the cycles of the moon. Oh, God.
Well, I guess it's just writing. Actually, he should advance the language for that. A little bit different. So he could make it, like, insane. Totally useless, but...
Oh, okay. Well, I'll just command the avatar there to advance the language.
There you go. Because before it was just normal writing, but they were the greatest writers, and now they're like, everybody's like, what the hell is this crap? It's kind of wonderful in that whole burning out my soul sort of way. So basically, you created, like, what, the Dark Tongue or something?
Yes. Entirely. And let's see...
Your guys are evil.
You think?
Yeah.
That's why the Pillar of Fire left.
Yes, the Pillar of Fire was like, whoa,
you guys are fucking evil.
I'm gonna go, because you guys are fucked up. Alright. I will then spend my last point commanding the Pillar of Fire.
Let's see. Which one's the largest mountain in the world? I think. These mountains?
In the Masters of Elemental Magic. Alright, Nathan, you're up.
Okay, first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to create a race. Just 6 points.
Yep.
And hailing from the highest mountain peaks in the world comes the race of dragons. They are 1 point towards evil.
Adding them to the list.
That, you know, that volcano mountain that's down here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they came from there. They were born from the fires of the earth itself.
Lauren from Fire
Ghost is like, I'm pretty sure I left some eggs over there.
Oh, crap.
He's like, did I leave eggs in my fridge?
He's like, shit, too late now.
I'm going to advance there.
They've gone bad now.
I was going to eat.
And then I'm going to spend, let's see, 1 point to command Chalk to advance the race of the Ishel. 1 more point towards good, because they were 1 point good already.
Oh, the Snotlings are poison, too. Poison and assassin. Sweet.
Okay.
So that's 7 points. I've got, what, 4 left?
Who has death magic?
That would be him.
That would be the Buzzard Man.
Because I know we had death magic versus battle or war magic.
So they're good.
Or just defining things.
All right, that's the Ixchel at the whatever. Ishel.
Uh-huh.
At the good Ixchel level.
Actually, Ixchel sounds cooler. You should add it. Yeah, Ixchel sounds cooler.
The Ixchel have a good rating too, then.
Okay. Someone created the elves. I thought when we made the elves, we made them like one towards the evil because we hated them.
No.
Okay.
Let's see. That's one. So I've spent 7 points out of 11. So that gives me 4 points left.
It'd be kind of interesting to look at this and see where the balance of the evil is on this world.
Yeah, I need to figure that out.
I think that's going to be it for me for right now.
Okay, so you're going to save those 4 points.
Yeah, so minus one, because that was 1 point, and then 4 points left.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, if you're below 5, right, you get the +3, so you're still getting the +3.
Oh, shit.
Turn 7. That would be
cool.
14 points for me.
I also have 14.
Hey, I rolled an 11, so I got 14 points just from the roll with the +3. So I have 18 points total. I can do a catastrophe.
You can do a... Yeah?
I don't know why I'd want to.
Yeah, but it's a catastrophe per inch.
Right.
2 inches would wipe out most
of the... All right, Jeremy, you got 14 points. What do you
have? 1 point, Argos is going to advance the gnomes as psionics. Fillmore is going to corrupt the Snotlings again.
The poor Snotlings are like the most evil bastards in the face of the earth.
And then I'm burning off 7 points.
Buzzard Mess.
I am going to turn Bruce into an avatar. Bruce the Kraken.
Okay.
And 7 points. So I should have, 5? And then
Avatar 7?
Yeah. And then immediately, I spend another point to command Bruce to create his one race, which is a race of aquatic humanoids. We will call them the Aquamen. Until I can think of a better name.
That's just 1 point to do that, right?
Right. So I have 4 points left.
What,
they're
alignment?
Going to be, they'll be neutral. And then, so I have 4 points left. Oh. Well, I guess I could have corrupted the city last time. 4, 4, 4, 4. That's hilarious. Okay, and I will command the city of the gnomes to build a giant scion psionic crystal.
Giant psionic crystal. And that command city, right?
Yep.
That is 4 points.
Yep.
All right, so that's what? 1, 2, 7, 8, 9, 10, 14.
Yay for Bruce!
Hooray for our side! Alright. Healing, and... Alright. No, you used what, an event to create a monster?
Yeah. You use an event for almost anything.
Really anything you want.
Right? Anything that's not defined, that doesn't... You know. That's mean, cat.
Okay, I will create. I will create the monster since this place is. Let's see. I'll create the flying beast, the flying monster of the Jabberwock.
You made the Jabberwocky?
The Jabberwock.
The Jabberwock?
Mm-hmm. It flies around.
Get off her right now, Boris.
Yeah, Boris was biting her neck.
No, he's trying to assert his dominancy. You're not the dominant cat in the house. You're not dominant. As much as you think you are, you aren't.
Yeah, from here his eyes are glowing red.
Yeah, that's fine. My eyes glow red when the light hits them red too.
He's like, I am sitting cat.
And the Jabberwock is gigantic. It's huge.
Do its wings go flippity flap?
Yes.
His burbles as he goes
through the air.
Brillig as a slightly toad.
So that would be the Jabberwock. Yeah. Jabberwock. But he flies around and eats things.
It'd be hilarious to turn him into an avatar and he creates a race that doesn't fly right there.
And he's pretty much just a giant flying head.
Like his ears or his wings?
And no, he just has big bat wings. He's actually a vegetarian. But he's terrifying.
Well, yeah.
Because his beard. Because
he's like as big as a
house.
Bigger than that, dude. Like
he's big.
He's like 500 feet across. He's huge. But he only eats vegetables.
So he lands in this village and everybody flees and
he's like, hey guys, I just want your plants.
He's like, what's wrong, everybody? And everybody's like, holy shit.
He like breathes fire, his eyes are red, he looks all evil, and he comes down and bites the top off a tree.
Does he have an aura of death that animates zombies?
Yes, he does.
So that's where undead come from.
Yes, and in fact it's those, sort of plant zombie things, you know?
Great. The ones that eat plants, like in Plants vs. Zombies?
No, they're the ones that are created by plants. So, like, he flies around and plants sort of go crazy. I like this. Zombie I'm proud plants. To be a part of it. Okay, with that, let's see. I've got Pillar of the Fire still hanging out with the Azers. He's going to go ahead... He's going to go ahead...
The Pillar of Fire's like, this is us, Brock, it's how we dons. And the pillar just shakes back and forth.
Creates the Order of Holy Fire of the Azers.
They're a crusading
group of paladins that are Azers, yes. This is in there. He will then... The other avatar is Skaxis of the Buzzard Men. Oh, because it's funny, he'll corrupt them again. Yes, Skaxis corrupts the Buzzard Men again.
They're now a negative 11.
Yes, they're now evil 11.
So that makes them what?
Really fucking evil.
Lawful evil or something? Chaotic evil?
There is no law or chaos in this. There's just evil.
They're just really fucking evil. 7, 8, 9. You got 5 points left.
Hey, Jeremy, here's a blast from the past.
Is it Windows 3.1? Then I will go ahead...
Running on an old 486 SX25. Boris, get down. I love how we had to contemplate it for a minute.
I will go ahead and I will issue a command. I will command the Order of Holy Fire.
To crusade against the Buzzard Men.
No, they're sending liaisons to the gnomes. So okay. Hey, gnomes! We dig you. You guys got a big crystal. We're going to sit here and help you protect it.
Because that works. That way.
And we're on fire.
That works, too. We have robots.
So, I have a question. If I command the Order of Merchantum Imperium...
I'm going to save 2 points, so Nathan, that's your turn.
So if I do a command order on the Merchantum Imperium to go around and basically create trade routes with people, was that like 3 points per race, or what?
No, if you just command them to, like, they'll just wander about.
I want them to become like Marco Polo and establish trade routes throughout the world.
Well, I mean, it's not going to really increase their power, so yeah, I mean, I don't see why they couldn't be.
It's just basically what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to establish a trade language.
Well, because if you just did it, it would be 3 points, but you can also have your avatar do it for a point, remember?
Okay. Well, I'll command Darren to move back to the humans. This is 1 point. Now I'll command Darren again to command the Order.
Well, you can only command him once.
Well, but movement doesn't count.
Oh, okay.
Because, I mean, it's a point to command him, but they can do those types of things all they want.
And he's back, at the humans?
Yeah, he was at the dwarves.
Yeah. He was hanging out with them.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are all stumpy.
Solithus is with the frog locks, and Chalk is with the Rakastas. He created the Ixchels. But he's a...
Right. All right, so you can return him to the humans.
Yep.
And then
I command him to command the Order. Order Merchant... Yeah,
I'm not going to type that order. One. Commands the Merchant Order to...
Establish trade routes with other races. And then I'm going to...
Leaving you with a mighty 16 points left.
I'm going to advance the civilization using 5 points to give them their language as the common trade language, which is
advance
common.
The humans
to have
with the
common trade language.
Trade. That's minus 5?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that leaves me with
11 points. 5, 6, 7.
Oh, 7 points. Yeah, 11 points.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'm going to create another race. I'm going to create the race of Lizardmen, because they have not been made yet.
The Aquamen are next to Bruce.
That's creepy as hell.
And he's now an avatar.
They live in this like marshy, swampy area with all these lakes.
Okay.
Up here. So lizardmen live around here.
And what are they? Neutral, good, or evil?
They're actually neutral. And that leaves me with 5 points. I'm going to command Chalk to... make the Rakastas one more evil, because they were already one evil. And that leaves me with 4 points, right? They started off when they were created, they were put one towards evil, so they're now an evil two. Because no one's done anything else with them.
Let's see, yeah, they're spies. Evil 2 already. So they start evil, you corrupted them one more time.
Oh, I did. Yeah, oh, okay, so they're Evil 3 then. They're also Masters of Nature
Magic. Nature Magic, they have their Step Pyramid, all have to go through all this. So they're Evil 3.
Shablonque. However it's pronounced. Shabalba. Shabalba is for lovers.
So Rakastas are Evil 3. I think the Parox were...
Good one.
Just good. I don't think I advanced them at all.
We'll dwarves are... the Froglocks were neutral. Tadlocks are neutral. I think the Dwarves are neutral, too. I thought the Elves were one evil, but...
Yeah. It's all up here somewhere. I'll just... I'll figure it out at some point.
Okay. That leaves me with 4 points, right?
Correct.
I'm going to leave it at that for now.
Okay. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 for me. Jeremy, what'd you get?
13. That's with the plus 3.
Okay. Nathan?
I rolled a 7, plus 3 is 10, so plus my 4 is 14. 14.
Okay, Jeremy, you have 13 points.
All right. Well, Argos, commanding Argos to advance the civilization.
Or what's of the gnomes?
Of the gnomes in defensive magic. And then I'm commanding Bruce to advance the Aquaman to be the greatest swimmers. Because for now, they just kind of float around. They're aquatic, but they just float around. They swim like normal people.
And they're like, they're just...
Yeah. Yeah, basically.
I'm sorry. That's...
No, it's hilarious.
That's...
Okay.
And then Fillmore is going to advance the civilization of the Snotlings. So now they are also masters of torture.
Oh, God.
Assassin, poison, torture.
They're like, we delight in the pain and suffering of other races. And our own, sometimes.
So they are masters of torture, poison, and assassination?
Right.
I think that's it, isn't it?
So far, to the best of my knowledge. So that leaves me with 10.
Snotlings were created evil. They were raised evil 2, raised evil 3. They have a slave market.
Well, the slave market is actually for the...
They built a slave market. They have necromancy.
Oh, that's right. They have necromancy. I forgot about that.
Necromancy, assassins, necromancy... Poison.
Wait, shit.
And torture. So they have necromancy as well. This is why they get along so well. It's
with the
Buzzard Men. The Buzzard Men have death magic, and the
that's right.
The Snotlings have has necromancy.
Right.
Oh my freaking god.
Okay. Now I am going to spend 4 points to command the race of gnomes to build with their psionic.
And their groovy Azure paladins that are hanging
right
out there.
They're going to build a psi crystal defensive magic shield around their fertile plane. So it turns up, they go.
And that's how many points?
Well, it's just a command. The race to build, so it's 4.
4.
So it's like this one gnome putting on goggles and pulling the lever, and suddenly, like,
so you've spent 7.
Is he doing the sex bomb dance?
Probably. Okay, well, I should have 5 left.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 6 left.
6 left. Then I will advance the. What do the robotics have?
What are they called?
Robotics.
steam soldiers, they're advanced warriors,
and that's it. And I missed them on the list, so let me put them on here. Okay. ROBOTIX, I think.
Sure.
Are they good, evil, or neutral?
I believe they were neutral. They work with the gnome, so.
And I said they are warriors?
Yeah.
Okay. You advance them with what?
I think I can. I'm going to advance the lizard men.
Oh, so you're advancing the lizard men?
Yes. These snazzy dressers.
As master.
Master.
Tailors.
Tailors. No, master dressers.
Right. As snazzy.
Clothiers.
Yes, clothiers.
As clothiers.
So the gnomes show up.
How many
like,
points is that? Just do that.
That'd be command or advancing. It'd be five, so I have one left. So there you go.
You gotta save that.
So they show up, and there's all these lizard men going
dressed like fox.
Yes.
So they're like the river folk of.
Like, why hello?
Like,
how are you?
What are the lizard people called in Earth?
Those buckskins are just so last year.
Yeah.
We're totally going to have to change that look. I mean, look. All in muted colors. We're going to have to add some color.
Now if you add to them swashbuckling or something like that.
Yeah, they will be that race of lizard people from Earth on. Masters of swashbuckling. They really swish when they buckle.
Right.
Woo! All right.
The race is a dying race. They're all... they're all fabulous.
Fabulous. The women lay the eggs and the men are too busy with other men, so...
The women are like, you bastards. You have, like, the one man who's, like, who's straight, and he's like, I'm getting so much, I can't even walk straight.
Him and Argos. They're the only ones keeping the race going.
Argos is like, you guys need to get...
If you don't want your lizard women, I'll take your lizard women.
Let's see. See, and the buzzard men have... Alright, Skaxis.
We just had a catastrophe that's 4 inches long.
Boris. You can't sit on the world.
Yep. Alright.
First one somewhere?
I have the second one too.
Yeah, the second one is the one I love.
The second one is awesome. The third one sucked.
Yeah, the third one does suck.
First one was great though. Let's see, I have another one you probably know.
Okay.
Oh, doom too. Boris, you're going to have to move.
You've seen my bookshelf, haven't you? Mm-hmm. I have tons of old games.
Okay. I am going to...
It's nothing like a...
Oh, that would be amazing.
Matt
we'll do that.
Barczak, who does Matt Chat, who's like literally like the background for where he does his, when he does his shows, mm-hmm. is like literally like eight bookshelves full of computer games that range from like games from like all the way back from like 1980 all the way up till now.
Huh.
It's crazy. I wish I had his collection. I'm horribly impressed.
I just wouldn't play them all.
Oh, let's... I am totally undecisive. I apologize. Let's see. I am going to go ahead... Oh, that's funny. I'll advance the civilization of the Buzzardmen into Masters of Architecture.
Cannon fodder, too. I don't know that one.
Then I myself will advance the civilization of the Snotlings as Masters of War. Because I think that's funny. That's 5 points.
So you've never seen this game before. You should come see this. It's hilarious. I will turn the sound off. But
5, 6. And I'm going to save my 4 points. Nathan, it's you.
Oh, it's my turn.
Yep. Okay.
Oh, God.
Here, you play this. You know how to play this. It's cannon fodder.
Happy
kill all
enemy.
Yep. With 2 soldiers, you must kill all enemy. Use the mouse. Mouse over people and fire. You click on them, and you guys shoot.
You just have to survive, basically.
Yep. This game literally was the best. It came out on the Amiga first, and it was like classified as the best game of when it came out.
That's hilarious.
Because it was so good that they actually brought it out on every other platform.
I need to do it for a moment.
Okay, that's fine.
All right.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
So you create an event that is a giant cat.
Giant cat sets in the world. 4 inches of catastrophe. The whole northern continent was wiped out.
Yeah.
As well as
it's now flatland. Yeah. Barren flatland.
They look up and all they see is cat butt.
They go, oh crap. Oh, not again.
Yeah.
Okay. Alright, well Nathan, you got 14 points.
I'm going to spend 12 points to make 2 new races. I'm going to create the race of orcs and the race of goblins. Neither one of those have been made. Both of them are evil. I'm going to save my last 2 points.
It's a goblin.
Where are you putting them?
Goblins and orcs.
Goblins.
I'm sure they live in the mountains somewhere.
You should put them down.
The goblins live up near the dwarves, and they constantly harass the dwarves because, you know, goblins are nasty like that.
And they're both evil?
Yeah, they're both one towards evil. And the orcs will live in the plains to the south of the Froglocks, down in this area here, because they'll raid to the north. Because they're, you know, a nomadic.
They're jackasses, that
way. Yeah, they're evil. What do we expect?
It's true.
All right.
There you go, buddy.
That's turn 8.
Are we going to continue from turn 10, or are we going to stop at turn 10 and move to the next stage?
Well, we're at turn 9 right now. So let's just do that real quick. Turn 9, Jeremy.
Yeah, I got 13 points.
I saved 4, so 3, 8, 6. You got how many, Jeremy?
13.
Nathan, how much you get?
I rolled an 8, so plus 3 would be 11, plus the 2 I have, which is 13.
All right, Jeremy, you got 13 points.
Right. For 10 points, in a rebellion of blood, torture, murder, poison, resurrected, raised undead, the Snotlings, I'm using a catastrophe, rise up against their masters, butchering all of them that are in the city, and have basically caused the race of Tadlocks to be no more when it comes to a power base.
Okay.
They are scattered to the wind.
You mean the froglocks?
Or the tadlocks. Froglocks are the big ones.
Right. Okay, so you created a Caspi and you wiped out tadlocks, basically.
Basically, now there's, like we talked about way back when, the races aren't completely destroyed because... But basically, the Snotlings now inhabit the city of their fallen masters.
Okay, so you have 3 points left.
And Fillmore, thinking that's hilarious, is going to command the Snotlings to build a pyramid of Tadlock bones that will reach the sky.
Okay. Fillmore has the... Build a pyramid of Tadlock bones. Okay, you got 2 points left.
And chuckles. Good old Bruce is going to advance the Aquaman. So now they are pirates.
Okay, 1 point left.
And my last point is going to command Argos to... It's already created a race, can't do that. Two.
The really funny thing about this game that I can't show you because, you know, there's no sound right now, is that you can continue to shoot the people after you kill them.
Uh-huh.
And they continue to sit there and scream. They go, oh.
Well, he's going to command the gnomes to create a city, another major city, close to their newfound friends over here.
Near the Azers?
Yep.
Okay. You can create it in the forest if you want.
Okay.
The Azers will show you how to build inside the forest of ice. The forest of ice trees. It's like, it's quite simple. You set your buildings on fire, see?
Okay.
Don't worry. Alright. And the gnomes go, okie dokie.
So
we're
going to
wear parkas instead.
So the Tadlock City got destroyed.
Well, the Tadlocks of the race are pretty much...
They're
playable, but they don't have a homeland anymore.
Yeah,
they're wiped out.
I will probably leave them, and you guys, if you want to do something with them, fine. But now
Alrighty, I'm going to.
Poor guys are refugees.
So Fillmore is currently with the Froglocks, right?
No, with the Snotlings.
Well, the Snotlings are with the Froglocks, right?
Tadlocks.
Froglocks are
set. Tadlocks are dead.
The Tadlocks are dead.
So, but Fillmore is with the Froglock species. Right? He's in that area.
He's in that area, kind of. Right now, he's just hanging out in the city.
Yeah, I know. And whereas Argos is with the gnomes.
Yeah. He lives in this little...
And town. Bruce is with the
Aquaman. Because I don't have a better name for him.
You call him the Aquatics?
You know, when the Aquaman reach a certain age, they saw off one of their hands and replace it with a harpoon or trident.
Alrighty.
And they all can talk to fish.
What a useless skill. You can understand me. I can speak the language, bitches. Speak to me!
Speak to me, little bitches!
Well, it's not like the Aquaman have to go far because... Ugh. Bruce is just hanging out. Like,
yeah.
They came into existence around Bruce, and he's like...
What is Bruce? A giant floating turtle?
He's a kraken.
Oh, right.
But he's a lazy kraken, so... For now.
So he just sort of hangs there.
Yeah. He just
Somebody
creates,
turn me!
Yeah. And
thank
then
you.
Aquaman turn him.
Right.
He's building up his energy to... At some point in the future, he will destroy a city. It's just taking him some time, because the sea is so happy, and there's fish, and he likes dolphins.
All right.
Create.
He's such a fickle beast.
Well, he is a kraken.
The only thing he doesn't eat is his Aquaman. Too much. Every once in a while he eats one.
All right, I'm going to create an avatar that's hanging out over with the dragons, and this avatar is named Axos.
Axos?
Axos.
The Lord of Dragons.
Yes, Axos, the Lord of Dragons.
that actually sounds like a cool name to me.
Totally stole it from Doctor Who.
Oh, well.
Isn't he like the Hand of Fate or something?
No, it was just an episode, The Claws of Axos.
That's an old episode. Mm-hmm. At least you're going retro,
yeah.
Doctor Who.
Axos will advance.
Here's another oldie but a goodie.
He will advance the civilization of dragons as masters of wisdom.
Sweet. You recognize what it is though, don't you?
Keep watching. Dude, it's XCOM.
Oh, XCOM.
Fucking love that game.
Hang on.
I like when the aliens look like apes.
Those are just some of the aliens. This is a fucking awesome game. Hard as shit sometimes, but fucking awesome.
Alright.
And the UFO in the unknown. Let's see, 7-8. Then I will go ahead and let's see.
You know what we could do with this? Once we decide we're done with the Age of Races, we could then slowly get it all together and put the Age of Relations on the website just for people to mess around with.
Yeah. Well, once we get this done, we should like write up the races and stuff and put it into like a something for people to play with.
Oh, yeah, we could publish it, this thing. Let's see.
It's kind of silly.
It's an avatar of the race of dragons called Axos. Advance them as masters of wisdom.
The Necrofim and the Microfim and the, Nanofim don't need another race?
No.
No, well, it's got them all. Got all those things covered. You know, it's the good, the evil, the neutral. So
yeah, but there's also you have to.
And remember the Necrofam or the
Necrofam.
They each worship the consecutive one. So
right.
Or the prior one.
The Necrofam worship the portal.
The Protofim.
Protofim.
They worship the Necrofam, and the Microfim worship the Protofim.
And it's neutral, good, evil. I think.
Yes. The Protofim are good, the Microfim are evil, the Necrofim are neutral.
The thing is,
I think it's hysterical.
And they get smaller.
Yes. Yeah. They're like half size.
The last one, the Nanofim?
Is the Microfim.
Yeah, the next size would have to be Nanofim, and after that would be it would be Picofim. And I'm sorry, by the time you get to Pico, that's like, we're talking...
Well, they start at, 10 feet tall, then 5 feet tall, then 2.5 feet tall, and then...
A foot and a quarter tall, and then
people like
tall.
No... We don't go
there. They're like Russian dolls, somewhat.
What are those things called? The babushka dolls?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're the Russian dolls.
The babushka dolls.
Let's see, what else can I do? How many points do I have left? That's big questions. 7, 8. I have 8 points left. I am going to... Oh, hell, we do have elves. Okay.
Yeah, the poor elves are just like, oh, guys, we still have sticks.
I'm going to create the race of dark orcs.
Dorks!
Which are also neutral.
No drow, but dorks.
Yes. Well, because drow are stupid. All right. Creating a race is what, 6 points?
At this point, yeah. Since we created so many frickin' races in the first age.
Leaving me with a mighty... And I'll put them on the map here in a minute. I mean, I could command...
See, I didn't have the points, but across from the... Nathan, across from the ice giants, on that other one,
yeah.
I was going to create fire giants, and then turn that area into fire, so it's ice and fire.
By the land of fire and ice.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually a good idea. Well, I'll let you do that on your next turn.
If I have the points, I don't... I mean, it doesn't matter.
Because Ethan turned it icy.
Well, actually, Ethan turned it icy before I created the rays.
Right.
Here's a good old classic. That's when I have to turn the sound off for. You know, me and my old Sierra games, though.
Alright, Pillar of Fire will purify the Azers, so they're good level 3 now. And then Skaxis with my leftover point.
Spain's Quest.
That's a great game. What did I make then? Buzzard Men are Masters of Architecture.
I love the fact
now.
The one flies out falls apart.
You know, nobody's Master of Music or anything like that.
Nope.
Well, the Buzzard Men are now Masters of Music.
Of course they are.
You have to admit, the music for the time was pretty frickin' impressive.
Alright, that leaves me with no points left.
Your computer
Nathan, you're up at 13 points.
Your computer back in 1990, did it play music like that? Most of them did the with the PC speaker. Wanker.
Pissed. Love that movie.
Anyway.
You have 13 points.
Yes. I'm going to...
What are you doing? Who are you doing it with? Oh, God, put your pants on.
I'll never take them off. Shit, where are my pants?
I think Daryl took them.
Yes.
Daryl.
Which Daryl? Daryl.
Give me my pants.
Questions.
Oh, okay.
Bastards. Okay, let's see. I'm gonna advance the civilization. I'm gonna spend 5 points and advance the elves, because they don't have an avatar yet. I'm gonna advance them to make them masters of archery.
We can shoot arrows!
Better than anybody else!
But that's all we can do.
And then I'm going to spend 7 points to create an avatar for the elves. And I think I will call him Flower. No, I'll create an avatar for the elves called, we'll call him Lian Nothing. L-I-E-N-A-H-T-A-N. Lian Nothing. Which is, my name spelled backwards.
12 points, so you're leaving 1 point left. You could command the avatar to do something.
I'm going to command the avatar to advance the civilization again. And they're going to become masters of longswords. Longsword fighting. There. And that's all my points. I burned all my points for once. Yeah. You know, it's funny. I find myself more and more often going back and playing the old computer games more than the new ones. I don't know why.
It kind of depends on the game and what mood I'm in.
It looks like, yes, the elves were created evil.
Oh, okay. Evil elves.
Well, they're only one evil, yeah. So they're like...
They're dicks.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's elves in general, isn't it? You know, stuck so far up in the air that, you know, when you hit them up in the air and they land head first, they stick in the ground. So there's a reason why we call them lawn darts.
All right, Nick, we're now at turn 10. Jeremy, I think we've all banked no points.
I think so.
Okay, yeah, none of us have any points. So whatever we roll. Crap. That would be 11, 14 for me. Jeremy, what'd you get?
10. Well, all together with the 3 points, it's 10.
Nathan?
I got 13. That's total.
Alright, Jeremy with 10, what do you do? This is turn 10, so at this point we'll have to determine at the end of this if we want to continue or what.
All right, for 1 point, I will command Argos to command the race of gnomes to trigger the giant crystal and write their name on the moon.
The moon has no written on it, and it's written like
cursive.
It's like N-O-M-E.
That is hardcore metal and awesome.
All right, then Fillmore.
Races that are illiterate are like.
I'm guessing most races are literate in some way, shape, or form. They just may not understand.
It's written in Gnomish. So they're like, I don't know what the fuck that means.
Fillmore is going
to...
wait
for what's his name to come along and take a bite out of the moon.
Omnipotent devourer of worlds.
Fillmore...
Kind of bite of your moon? Well, I guess no one's living there. So.
No one never there.
Fillmore is going to advance the race of the Snotlings.
That's where I keep all my stuff.
So that now they have the ability to burrow.
They're like mini land sharks.
All right, Snotlings. Masters of torture, poison, assassination, necromancy, and burrowing. Okay. And they're evil level 6.
And then I'm going to command Bruce to advance the Aquamen. So they are swimmers, pirates, and...
Aquaman swimming in pirates, yes.
Okay. They are also the world's greatest mimes. So somebody will take that.
Swimmers, pirates, and mimes.
So I have, 7 points left?
Let's see. Just 1, 2, 3. Yes, we have 7 points left.
Just enough for an event. And with my event, the island next to the ice island is going to be hit by a odd storm of fire.
So it's on fire?
So it's on fire.
Okay.
It's a fire island! Unfortunately, you don't have any points to create any.
You want me to make the race of fire
drains? Sure.
Drains? What do you want to call them?
Whatever. Fire drains for all I care. Okay. Or we can come up with some creative name.
Well, the ice drains are spinsks.
So now that place is on fire. No one's quite sure why. They could be the Nords. Be fine with me. And I'm spent. And Bruce gets to watch all of his Aquaman mining.
He eats more of them because it irritates the hell out of them.
All right.
I don't know. Mining could be very common
Let's see.
Crafting.
I want...
Really? Seriously?
Oh no, it's an alien intelligence.
Fucking miming.
All these Aquaman in boxes.
Maybe they'll drown. Fuck, they can breathe underwater.
Well, some of them are probably miming, drowning in the air.
They can breathe the oxygen too. Can't tell them, they're like cockroaches.
All they want to do is live on the bottom of the ocean around their god, Bruce. Possibly Bruce has a giant chin too.
That would be funny.
I do believe the world has gotten silly.
As funny as the world is, I'm sure.
All right. Points.
his points right now.
I think he's planning world domination.
Yes, entirely. Just trying to keep all this straight. Okay. I'll announce it all here in just a second.
Huh? 7, 8, 9, 10. I need to figure out what my pillar of fire is doing. Hang on.
He's still hanging out with those wacky Azers.
Teaching the gnomes the wonder of fire. Somebody's the greatest healers, but I don't remember.
It's the Azers.
Okay.
The Azers are the greatest healers.
Seven, eight, nine, ten, 11. 4 days left.
Save those points. Okay. Well, if we're doing that.
May just want to burn them off.
Okay, this is what I've done this turn. I created an avatar for the Parox named Toucan.
Toucan.
Toucan then purifies the Parox one level. Axos then advances the dragons as masters of immortality. Skaxis then advances the buzzardmen as masters of offensive magic. Then I create a subrace of gnomish Azers called the Gnazers.
Oh, that's awesome.
Because some gnomes and some Azers, they loved each other a little too much.
A little too much.
They both stared at each other like, are you a woman or a man? Well, we both have beards, so does it matter?
Oh, God. No.
Oh, that is so awesome.
And just for record, since I didn't say, the Dark Orcs live in the lands... live in the Buzzardmen lands, but they're outside the mountains.
Do they do a lot of hiding?
Well, no, they just sort of wander about and go.
the
Nazers the Nazers are part of over here with the gnomes and their giant thingy.
Giant psionic defensive magic.
And they are one step good.
Aww.
So, Nathan, you're up.
With how many points?
13.
Okay, I'm going to create a race for 6 points.
The Nords. And they live on the Island of Fire. So that is now the Islands of Fire and Ice.
N-O-R-D-S or G-N-O-R-D-S?
N-O-R-D-S. Like actual Nords.
I'm not trying to be clever right now.
Nords!
Yeah, they're all right. Nords.
So that's 6 points.
And then I'm going to create them an avatar for 7 points. No, wait. Yeah. That's 13, right?
Yes.
December 13. Yeah. I'll create them an avatar.
What's the avatar called?
Odin, of course.
Hey, I'm Odin.
I was just walking along and suddenly I got yanked into this crazy ass world.
Yeah, but it was worth it. He's like, I actually can do shit here.
Okay, that is the end of turn 10. Do we want to continue or move on?
I think we should make a we should make a decision on if we want to stop at age at the second age.
I think that's a good idea.
Present what we have, just
put it on the website,
just
and
because, and let people
let it evolve.
Here's the interesting thing. We'll set up. I think what we should do is we should fully wrap this up. Maybe solidify up the map a little. Put it up online and have it be that it's in the third age, the age of relations, when the players are playing.
Yeah, that's what we're talking. Is put it up on the website right after the second age,
yeah,
and basically let our awesome listeners and right us, of course, we can go in and do that. And basically put it up on the forums and work on it from there,
right,
with everybody else.
Yeah,
right.
I think that's a great idea, and I'm proud to be a part of it.
How do we want to do the? Do we want to do the stats based for Pathfinder or the stats based for?
It doesn't matter.
Or Savage World, it doesn't matter at this point.
Right now, it's systemless. Right now, it's systemless as far as that's concerned.
At this point, it's just silly.
Wow.
And I put up a wiki on the site.
We could always.
But I haven't done anything with it.
We could always.
It's there.
Well, since 4th Ed and Pathfinder are very easy to create racial stuff for, we could always.
They're all. Pathfinder's easy.
I've never done anything with
4th Ed's easy. Savage Worlds is insanely easy.
I haven't done anything with Savage Worlds, so I wouldn't know.
For now, I don't even think we should worry about rules.
Yeah, now we don't need to worry.
We'll
about
just
rules.
We'll put the. You are good at drawing, so you draw.
Okay.
Like clean it up and stuff, I guess.
I'll do my best.
Well, because if I do it, you're gonna have lots of bruises. Because I never said I'm an artist. And then we can just put the rest on the site.
So are we wanting to end it here?
I think this is a good spot, because this way we have the world to kind of go about. And they have that, we can go on the site over, you know, once in a while and say, hey, you know, just because certain races are more powerful in one thing, that doesn't mean the other races
yeah
don't have it. And there's also animals
well,
and all
you know,
that
I think
kind
we've
of
got
stuff
a great antagonist race already. Yeah. So, I mean,
and
that's what I designed them as anyway. It's like, they're the evil, they're the Skeksis. They're the guys who are just fucking wrong and do horrible things that you go, yes, but you don't want to go, yeah.
And when they need some assassins, they,
yes,
they hire out shiploads.
Which gives them point of balance to set up the
how
players.
How this is setting up is this
problems.
This is sort of the main continent that play would take place on, because yeah this is where the most stuff mm-hmm is.
And see, the thing is that's why, I don't know if you noticed, but the humans are master merchants and master sailors. They, you
yeah
know, everywhere. Because they're the race of men. They mm-hmm kind of just mm-hmm spread.
Mm-hmm. And the dragons are there. They're wise and immortal.
Yeah.
And evil.
Well,
and
slightly
evil.
Put it more as yeah, they're
not,
one rank of
not
evil.
Not nearly as evil.
They're,
well,
they're not eating babies.
One rank of evil
you
is basically arrogant or selfish.
Yes.
They're arrogant. They're dragons. They're like, we've lived for 400,000 years. You've been alive for how long? I'm 21 years old. Right. You have no comprehension.
Except
about
the funniest thing about that is the race was just created about 500 years ago. So the individuals will live, but the other racers are like,
what? And then there's the Nazers.
And then there's the Nazers, who are brand new.
And everyone just looks up and goes,
hey, we're just kind of smoldering gnomes.
What happens when they get angry?
Creepily, I think it really would be one of those things. I've got a beard. You got a beard. Does it really matter? Ew.
Love will find a way.
Aw, yeah.
And then it faded to black, and then suddenly there was children.
And other people are going.
The gnomes are accepting, so they don't care.
Humans are going.
And then there's Bruce.
Stop that.
I like this setup. It can be kind of drawn out, but it is neat.
I think it's a very interesting idea.
Right.
Alrighty. Well, we were going to head and stop that recording then. Thank you.
It's an all-too-familiar scene. Stacks of lonely RPGs collecting dust on the bookshelf. The myriad board games lying dormant in the closet, relics of a forgotten time. And somewhere in the back of a junk drawer rests a felt bag full of plastic polyhedrals pleading, "Roll me, please roll me." Yes, what we have here is a common case of gamer apathy. Well, rejoice, shamed gamer, for salvation is yours! The Gamer's Haven! Actual play recordings of your favorite games, interactive forums, reviews, and more geek talk goodness than you could shake a plus five Vorpal sword at. Now, turn on the lights, dust off those chip crumbs, and head to gamershavenpodcast.com. The Gamer's Haven, building a better breed of gamer.
You've been listening to the Gamer's Haven podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamer's Haven by purchasing Gamer's Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamer's Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
That's not canon.